Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Fisheries research biologist Dr. Gary Garrett at the Heart of the Hills Research Center in Kerrville discovered a new fish species in the San Felipe Creek in Del Rio a while back, a species of gambusia that exists only in those waters. We started to wonder how that happens.
Typically what happens is you will have the ancestral version of the species throughout. Things like head springs or spring areas, those are special isolated type environments that the temperature doesn't change, the water chemistry doesn't change because it's coming out of the ground. So you'll have animals that kind of start specializing for that very stable environment. So certainly in springs throughout the state, we've often seen specialized animals.
Garrett says it's fascinating and challenging to figure out how the species specialized for living in specific environments.
But the other real useful thing about understanding this is these are what we call indicator species. They've been around for thousands of years. They've done just fine. As biologists, we monitor their status. When we see their status starting to go down, it tells us that the environment they're in is going down, not just them. They're an indicator of a larger problem. So by watching these animals or plants, they tell us in advance of things degrading that ultimately may affect humans. So they're kind of our early warning system.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.